So I was just on Instagram Live this afternoon, and there were a whole bunch of people in there who were really motivated by what I said, and Jeff and I thought that maybe this is a good chance to put it out there to the world. We're a two-man operation. And what that means is that all the work in actuality falls on our shoulders. And it also means that all the hopes and dreams that we have is also us. And we have big hopes and dreams. And being 3.5 years into this podcast run, we see a lot of these big things bubbling and a lot of potential to really make these things happen. But we also know that it's a two-way street. And here's why we know that. We know that because every day, you guys hit us up and you let us know how much every episode we put out means. And that could be an episode that we put out last week with Cam Kirk, or that could be an episode with TR Wack that someone just heard today, or that could be the Cardi B interview from January of 2017, or it could be the Sycamore interview from December of 2015, or it could be the Mac Miller interview from 2015 that we put out after Mac died a couple weeks ago. A lot of people get a lot from this content that we put out there, and we so don't take that for granted. Like, honestly, it's something where we hear what you're saying, and we appreciate that you appreciate us and the work that we put in. And so when we do our live shows, when we perform in New York, when we did our Rockefeller show last year, we put a lot of work into making it a very, very, very special occasion. We talk about this all the time. It's something where we don't want it to be stolen or downloaded for free. We want you to get your money's worth. If you're going to come to an It's the Real show, you are going to leave having met dope people, having seen incredible things on stage, and having this amazing energy for you to take elsewhere. And that was at our SOB show. That was at our Highline show. When we've done different shows in London or Austin or Los Angeles, it's the same thing. And we have a lot of big ideas. And we have a lot of big dreams. And sometimes you plan them and it goes exactly like you want. And sometimes it surprises you and goes in a new direction. This Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies thing came out of nowhere. We've talked about it, how Jadakiss was asleep on this kitchen table of ours while Sheik and Styles were arguing about movies. And we said, you guys need your own movie review podcast. And they were like, no, we need one. The four of us, and we'll call it Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. And I just want to say for a second that these are musical heroes of ours. They grew up 10 minutes from us. We listened to all of their music, knew all of their lyrics, way before we ever knew them as people. And to be involved in a creative effort with them has been one of the greatest joys in our 11-year career. And so we happily go up to their studio in Yonkers and record these episodes for a chance to sit down with them and talk shit and process movies that we never thought we would have seen or never would have seen with them. And the opportunity came to do a live show here in our home city with our musical heroes, doing something that is so left field and outrageous, and that's Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies live. And when we announced it, we thought, you know what, this will go really well in New York. And maybe in the back of our heads, we thought, this is something that could work in Toronto, or Atlanta, or London, or Madison, Wisconsin. or Charlotte, North Carolina, or Oakland, California, or wherever.
Wichita,
Kansas. And a lot of you guys have hit us up and said, hey, when are you coming to our town? And the answer is this. We don't know yet.
Yeah, not yet. And that's because we need to do a proven concept. You know, like if we need to sell out this New York show.
We don't want to just show up. That's what we can't do. We can't come and just do an okay show for you guys. We need to make a mark. We need to make a huge splash. We need to show a lot of people out there, a lot of promoters, a lot of buildings, a lot of fans, that we can sell out our hometown, that we can put on the best show that we can take nationwide and international. And this is a two-way street. Yes, New Yorkers, you got to come out and you got to support and you got to be there on Wednesday night at Highline Ballroom for us. But there's something that you guys who don't live in New York City can do as well. So if you rock with us, if you appreciate independent spirit, if you appreciate what we bring to you on a weekly and sometimes daily basis, if you have listened to one episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real, if you've binged on 209 episodes of A Waste of Time with It's the Real, if we've gotten you through tough times, if we've gotten you through great times, if we've gotten you through a long trip or a shitty class, if you love It's the Real and you love all the creative things that we bring to the table and the high standards that we have for ourselves, if you respect that and you want us to build these dreams and take this show on the road, if you really want us to come to your city, go to itsthereal.com, take $25, buy a ticket, send us the receipt to eric@itsthereal.com and jeff@itsthereal.com. We will take that ticket and give it to someone who otherwise wouldn't be able to make it to our show. So we're not only going to sell out this building, but with your help, we'll turn on a new It's the Real fan. And hopefully that fan will pass along that good energy to someone else. And if we can sell out this building, and if we can continue to grow this brand, please know that none of this is lost on us. None of this is lost on us. We are so grateful for every last listen that we have. We are so grateful for everybody who has been copping merch, copping rhyme books, pressing play on our music, stopping us in the streets, stopping us in the subways, stopping us at the airports just to say, hey, thank you. And we want to say thank you back. So if you can, if you have the means, and you have the spirit, head over to itsthereal.com, buy a ticket, buy two tickets. Let's sell Highline Ballroom out. Let's shock the world. Let's show them that two dudes on their independent grind can make magic happen, and let's take this global. Yo, Styles, what are you doing on Wednesday, October 3rd?
Smoking weed, gonna be in the Highline Ballroom.
Yo, what you doing there? I'm gonna come and join you.
Yeah, come join me. It's a show called Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies.
Oh, that's nice. That's dope.
Highline Ballroom.
You bringing anybody? 3rd.
Yeah.
You mind if I tag along?
Let's go.
Come on in, brother.
No doubt. Don't miss it. I'll be there.
So everybody, it's Two Jews, Two Black Dudes, Highline
Ballroom. October 3rd.
Special guest, Don't miss it. We're going to watch a movie live. You'll be there watching it with us. You'll be able to kick it with us, give feedback, watch Crazy Sheet Looch, watch fucking psychopath fucking serial killer Jeff. And Eric and myself. And this, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be fucking lit.
Yep.
That was really good. That was good.
Jadakiss, if people want to go get their tickets, where can they go?
That was good. That was really good.
It's the real.com.